This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 19, written by Ari Leader. Courting the King's Favor. From Esther 7. If I have found favor with you, your majesty, and if it pleases you, grant me my life and spare my people. Haman, who enjoyed the king's favor as his most powerful official, was thrilled with the invitation to dine again with Queen Esther and the king. But in the past day, he had also endured the shame of publicly honoring his enemy Mordecai, who had also found favor with the king. Soon Haman would have an even greater surprise. This man who was plotting to destroy all the Jews in Persia had no idea that Queen Esther was also a Jew and a relative of Mordecai. What's more, if anyone had the king's favor, it was Esther, and she used her position shrewdly to advocate for her people. If I and my people were only sold as slaves, I would have not disturbed you, she tells the king in effect. But this vile Haman wants to annihilate us. As the king's favor turns to rage against him, Haman knows his only chance is to beg Esther for his life. Xerxes' terrible power could snuff out Haman's life. As such, the king of Persia would be God's instrument against this enemy of the Jews. Fearing a king's power is smart, even wise. But fearing the God who has power over body and soul is wiser. On the night before Jesus died for our sake, he broke bread and poured wine, saying, "This is my body and my blood, for the forgiveness of sins." Come to the banquet that King Jesus has prepared for all who seek his favor. Will you pray with me? For the favor you have given us, Lord, we thank you with body and soul. In Christ's name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.